On a day such as this, we pray the car won't let us down. But winter sneers and the battery bails, the bulbs blow, the wipers wipe out. Can anyone save you?
Yes, you. Come to Halfords. We'll check your wiper blades, batteries, bulbs, oil and windscreen. We'll even top up your screen wash, all completely free. And we're open late, 7 days a week. Find your local store now at halfords.com. Ready for the cold snap? Ready for anything. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Subject to availability. Opening times vary.
Welcome to the Freedom Report.
What I love about Austin Peterson is his love of the battle. He wants to fight.
Austin was, of course, the rabble-rouser, just to make sure I stayed Rothbardian.
We live in a world fraught with danger, and there is a certain amount of danger that the public must endure in order to secure the blessings of liberty.
For economic freedom and personal liberty. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Report podcast. I'm your host, Austin Peterson, living in beautiful downtown Kansas City, as most of you all know. And that's why you might be hearing the construction going on outside. So we're going to be talking about guns. And I feel like I need one because there's a lot of noise going on and I'm mad. No, just kidding. Obviously, I support reasonable use of guns, not to just attack anybody because they're making really loud noises. That was a joke. It's too bad 2019 is so full of such humorless pedants. And those are the type of people who are also going to be advocating for gun control. Those are always, you know, those humorless soccer moms who come to the town halls to talk about how we need to get rid of the bump stocks, even though they probably have never fired a gun in their life and have no idea what a bump stock is. It doesn't matter because 2019, we are going to be under assault. At least our Second Amendment rights are going to be under assault all across the United States and federally. So it's important for listeners to the Freedom Report podcast to understand that we're going to have to fight back this year. We're going to have to get ready because we are going to be under assault. So it's time for us to take a look at the gun bills that are coming down all across the United States. Obviously, we had a piece of the Libertarian Republic this last week that went viral by our favorite squiggly line guy, Kevin Squiggs, or aka Guy Squiggs, who was talking about how a gun owner in Washington was defying a new gun law legally, and that article got quite a bit of traffic. But I want to look at Washington's gun law as well as many other states, as well as talk about what's happening federally. I have got an article from Fox Business as well as one from Reason Magazine. The first article is a little breakdown I want to share with you by Brittany D'Elia. Who's talking about the new gun laws in 2019, what we need to know. Gun laws are going to get tougher in some states this year. Gun control rose to the forefront of the national discussion amid a number of deadly mass shootings throughout recent years, and a number of initiatives were approved by voters on state ballots during the 2018 midterm elections. To help curb gun violence, the federal government last month issued a ban on so-called bump stocks, an attachment that allows semi-automatic rifles to fire more rapidly. The device allows a weapon to fire at nearly the rate of an automatic firearm. Here's a look at some of the measures changing in states this year. First up, Washington. The state of Washington will not sell semi-automatic or assault rifles. They put assault rifle there because that's what Washington has deemed semi-automatic rifles, to individuals under the age of 21. The previous age limit was 18. Additionally, purchasers will be required to wait 10 days before they acquire the weapon and will have had to have completed a training course within the past 5 years. Good Lord. The law also implements stricter background checks. Parts of the law went into effect on January 1st, including the new age limit, though other parts will take effect in July. California says a new, a number of new gun regulations will be implemented in California in 2019. Among them is an expansion of who can be banned from owning a gun to include people involuntarily committed to a mental health facility under certain circumstances. Under certain circumstances, and individuals convicted of a domestic violence crime. In Oregon, a new law went into effect protecting partners of potentially violent individuals. Lawmakers have referred to the law as closing the, quote, boyfriend loophole. It expands an existing statute to prevent partners from buying and keeping guns if they have a domestic violence or stalking conviction or are under a restraining order. Previously, the law only protected spouses. Illinois implemented a new law that creates a system for taking a firearm away from an individual identified as a potential risk to themselves or others, known as the, quote, red flag bill. A family member or a police officer can initiate the process for people who exhibit warning signs. Additionally, the state extended its waiting or cool-off period for all firearm purchases to 72 hours. Right, 72 hours. Yes, I mean, obviously everyone here knows that I am a firm advocate for the Second Amendment. The interesting thing about these gun control bills is oftentimes when you will read the law, or at least when you read a broad overview of the law, such as this little summary here from Fox Business, it can sound very reasonable. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, that's really how the laws are supposed to be aimed. It's to sound like the most reasonable thing that you could imagine. No one could disagree with this. The only problem is that the overarching question of the Second Amendment and our natural rights to own a firearm is not just slated so much in the Second Amendment as much as it is on the question of due process and whether or not, you know, all citizens have a right to due process. And I think that the question really here is not so much a gun question almost as much as it is a due process question. And of course, you know, I could read to you the language of the 14th Amendment. We can have a discussion about whether or not you think that should apply to the Second Amendment. I think it does. We've had incorporation here in the United States for quite some time where the Bill of Rights are being incorporated into the states, meaning that the Bill of Rights and the federal constitution was originally only meant to apply to the federal government, but we've broadened that definition, especially since the Civil War, where we say that the states can't take away your individual rights. And I believe, and someone can correct me on this one, it was McDonald versus Chicago that incorporated the Second Amendment into the states. However, it could have been the Heller versus DC decision. I sometimes get those two confused, despite they had different meanings. However, when you read these bills, or when you read summaries of these bills, they sound very reasonable. So that, you know, no anyone who would disagree with these ideas would sound unreasonable. However, the problem, of course, is that the gun control advocates want to have the debate over here. I'm gesturing to my left. And we really, as gun protectors, defenders of the Second Amendment, want to have a conversation over here on the right. I mean, we want to talk about due process. Because as well-intentioned as so many of these bills sound, what they do is they erode our liberties in general, right? My whole issue with the bump stock is that it's a problem of separation of powers. I don't agree with banning bump stocks, but if it were to be done, that kind of legislation should be written down and passed into the code. I say it should be, but I mean, that's, I say should as in the process. I don't agree with that kind of legislation either. So we want to have an argument about due process. We want to talk about, you know, yeah, you know, if a police officer or an ex-girl, it's called the ex-boyfriend law. Where's the ex-girlfriend law? You know, you get some crazy people out there. I don't understand why it has to be some gendered term, right? Don't gender violence, right? don't gender everything else, but oh yeah, gender violence, right? What about the crazy ex-girlfriends? You know, there's a lot of them out there. But anyways, that's just a tangent. But the question is can you take away somebody's individual, intrinsic, fundamental, individual, natural right to defend themselves because an ex-boyfriend exhibited signs that someone said they didn't like, right? They, or a police officer did so. Well, you know, we just saw a video of a police officer shooting a chihuahua in somebody's front yard 2 feet away from somebody. Thank goodness that cop got fired. But no, I don't think that a police officer can just say, oh, well, he's exhibiting some signs, and then you can just take away their guns. No, you know what due process means, folks? It means you go to a judge. It means that you're committing a crime. Here's the thing. If you're not safe enough to carry a gun, why are you safe enough to be walking around with the rest of us? Like, if I, what I don't understand is, like, somebody is too dangerous to own a gun, but we're still going to allow them out on the streets? You know what? It's killing me because, like, we have all of these people in jail for all these nonviolent offenses. And if you continue to maintain a bump stock, by the way, if you own a bump stock, you're going to be a criminal very soon. It's like a 90-day grace period for you to turn that in. So you will be a felon, right? And the cops will come to your door and they will batter it down with a battering ram and they will effing murder you. This is why, you know, this is what separates the libertarians from the conservatives, big government Republicans, I would say, not real conservatives, but from the Republicans and the Democrats, right? The real principled freedom fighters are going to resist these incursions into our Second Amendment rights. And the people who don't give a damn about our Second Amendment rights, they're just going to wash us, sell us all down the river. They're going to Paul Ryan us to death. They're going to Jeff Flake us to death. They're going to pretend they're our friends, and they're not. They're not. You know, if somebody doesn't believe you are safe enough to carry a firearm or that you should have the right to due process, I mean, that's un-American, damn it. I feel like Ron Swanson here for just a minute, but I mean, it's true. You know, I just get so fed up with all the logical fallacies and the miseducation of young people who are being used to push these laws. I just fed up. Tired of it. I mean, you must be too, because you're listening to the Freedom Report podcast, where we love freedom and we love guns. And we believe that the Second Amendment is the last bulwark against tyranny. And it is. It's the last hope. And you know the freaking yellow vest protesters, they all wish that they had a Second Amendment. You know, the people of Venezuela, they wish that they had a Second Amendment. So I saw somebody today, you know, some conservative browbeating, like the right wing, saying something about, like, you got to have a better argument than just Venezuela. Well, let me just tell you something. The Democrats are, like, Venezuela is, like, still teaching to the C and D students, right? Like, well, like, you got to have a better approach than this, Venezuela, if you want to protect capitalism. And it's like, oh, God, these weenies, like the blue checkmark brigades of the right, the conservative down-talker, social conservative, puritanical prudes of the right, the ones who, the reason why we're having this conversation is because the left is turned on by a dancing video and the rest of us are all distracted, and the ones who are really sincerely committed to defending our individual rights and our economic rights, our economic freedom and our personal liberty to the utmost, folks, we're sick and tired of it. Venezuela is just like, we can at least have a little bit of a laugh at the democratic socialists, the Marxists, who are trying to take away our privileges and immunities at every turn, who are trying to deny due process at every turn, because you're a white male and you might have a gun. Well, you fit a stereotype. Well, if you wear a red hat and you're a MAGA cap, well, then you're a right-wing fascist. Last night, I was walking around with my Make Taxation Theft Again hat, and man, you know, I got plenty of attaboys, but definitely some dirty looks, right? We are so polarized and so divided in this country that the people who are the sincere philosopher warriors, the kings who understand what's going on, we're all sitting out there trying to maintain our freedoms, and yet it is being slowly eroded by mass democracy at the state level and at the federal level. And we have to put up with, and the mainstream media listening every day to lies and deceit and distortions and the selling out of our most basic, fundamental individual rights so casually. And then when we get defenders of liberty on television, very few times that we do, oh, it's what is Aleppo, right? We, you know, we're made to look like tards. So I just really am just sick and tired of the attitude that is being foisted upon us from those who caved on the bump stock issue and just gave that away to the president. And they're sitting around like, well, you know, it's just bump stocks, blah, blah, blah. And now they're the ones who are out there going, well, emergency powers to build the wall. And it's like, F you, you are no friend to liberty. The reason why I didn't want the president to make that executive order is because that is not proper. That is not a proper constitutional process, right? If something that can be done by executive order can be undone by an executive order. And what do you think that the next president's going to do? He's going to undo it by executive order if he's a Democrat. And then we're going to have a Democratic president because the right wing is so, they're just cowards, spineless cowards. And what did I see? Ann Coulter the other day. Yeah, tax the Koch brothers at 70%. F you, Ann Coulter. You are not helping. Go hang out with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The remnant doesn't want you. I don't care if we get smaller. I'm sick and tired of these people in the media on the right, especially, who caved. Because I expect a democratic socialist to take my rights. I expect a democratic socialist to say, oh, I'm going to take 70% of your income. But then when the people who are supposed to be the spokesman for the conservative movement, people like Ann Coulter are out there saying, oh, yeah, tax the Koch brothers 70%. And Tucker Carlson, too. Yeah, take our guns, take our economic freedoms. Oh, by the way, we're conservatives. Nah, son, you ain't. You're not. I know some conservatives. There are very few conservatives out there. I could probably name the number of conservatives that I know that are true, that I could verify, confirmed, you know, good social conservatives, don't want the government to force it down our throats. They have their own personal beliefs. They're strong Christians. You know, they believe in those values, but they don't want to force them on everybody else through government. They're not for tyranny. They're not for spending. Yeah, sometimes they may be for a wall, but they'd like to not spend money on foreign aid, and they'd rather use that for our own border security, which, you know what, you can kind of agree with them, even though you know that the infrastructure project is going to be a massive boondoggle. But no, true conservatives, they're out there, but they're not the ones who are the spokesmen for the conservative movement, right? The old fogies. You know, one of the problems of technology that's helping us all live longer nowadays is that all these young people are like, I can't get jobs. I can't move up. Well, yeah, it's because the old fogies, you know, who've been in the Bush administration, the first Bush senior administration, are still pulling the strings behind the scenes, and people can't get jobs in Washington, D.C. or move up in think tanks because if they're a woman, they're being sexually harassed. If they're a young boy, they're being cut out from every opportunity that they could possibly get because, you know, the old lions don't want the competition, and we kill our own, we eat our own. Happens all across the broad right-wing spectrum. Happens to the left, I'm sure, too. It's just sad. And we got to sit here and look at all of these bills coming down that's going to take our last line of defense away when the mob finally comes to eat us and we can't even take, you know, have 30-round magazines and try and take away the zombies when they come and take our guns because we may have had a bump stock and it might have fired at too fast a rate because some soccer mom was uncomfortable about it. F tyranny. F authoritarianism. Long live liberty. I'm pissed. I'm out of here, guys. Have a good day.